The Boston Symphony Orchestra is heading across the Commonwealth to its summer home at Tanglewood. Managing director Mark Volpe talks about the summer season and why playing in the Berkshires is a special time of year for performers.
Our music director has been able to clear his European commitments and is going to be with us 4 weeks. And Andres Nelsons is conducting 11 or 12 concerts, leading off with Mahler's Second Symphony, Resurrection Symphony, which launches the season and ends with Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, which has been our tradition. And so many, many wonderful artists, the Yo-Yo Ma's of the world, the Anne-Sophie Mutters, you know, people who are regulars at Tanglewood, Manny Axe, are all part of the season, as they always are, and some brand new artists who I think hopefully the audience will find stimulating. And then the Boston Pops has a real presence. We're doing a few movies. This is like the 35th anniversary of E.T., so the orchestra plays E.T., the score, and then on the movie they've been able to extract the music so that you get the music live and then the movie on these huge screens, much bigger than you'll find in any theater. We're also doing Jaws in the beginning of the season on June 18th, so there's then a Sondheim show, so, and of course we have our traditional film night with John Williams, so there's a whole slew of concerts. I think there's, you know, basically every night, with heavy concentration on the weekends, of course, when the Shed is in its full glory, and so some wonderful concert activity to look forward to this summer with perfect weather.
How important is it to match up the traditional, what BSO is known for, and to always keep it fresh, what's new?
Well, I think, as I indicated, you know, Tanglewood, there are always some pillars. You know, our music director, the Yo-Yo Ma's of the world, Manny Axe, the Pops with Keith and John Williams. But every year we have new artists and we have new program concepts, and so... It one constant is of course the Boston Symphony, which is you know what we're all about, and we're so privileged to have this incredible summer venue in the middle of one of the more beautiful parts of the country. So it's critical that we continue to respect our tradition, but continue to innovate.
So let's focus up on tradition. What are some things that are traditional that keep bringing people back to see BSO?
Well, there are a few things that where we'll have 10,000 plus people there that are basically, as you might say, our anchors. You know, a Yo-Yo Ma playing a big cello concerto. Certainly Beethoven Ninth, which we close the festival every year. This time Andres Nelsons is going to conduct it. That is a tradition that attracts, you know, over 10,000 people. Film night is one of our real wonderful traditions, with John Williams at the age of 85 still writing and conducting great music, and so we are so fortunate to have James as part of the family. And then you know the other tradition is you know just the BSO. I mean, it's Tanglewood is absolutely unique, where you have the gestalt of music nature and this incredible school with 155 fellows from all over the world who come to study with the members of the Boston Symphony and the faculty of the Tanglewood Music Center.
Being that it is a teaching philosophy, how important it is to bring in the next crop of great performers paired with, you know, the John Williams and the Yo-Yo Ma's of the world?
Well, I think what certainly is a very appealing dimension of Tanglewood is that you have these incredibly, you know, well-seasoned veterans, and they get so motivated and inspired by, you know, the youth of today. The average age of the Music Center Fellows is probably 24, 25. They have their whole professional lives in front of them, and so it's exciting to be part of that. Reminds the senior people, you know, even the Yo-Yo Ma's, and what it was like to be 25 again. And so very little cynicism. It's one of those, almost pure places. And so that combination of experience and age and wisdom and then youthful energy and openness to and freshness, that's one of the things that makes Tanglewood absolutely special.
That's Boston Symphony Orchestra Managing Director Mark Volpe. He says the summer season at Tanglewood in Lenox kicks off July 7th.